Sold by Canada.
Thank you, Madam Chair. It is a great honor for me to speak on behalf of Finland and our newly appointed Minister of Agriculture and Forestry, Mrs. Sari Essayah, who unfortunately could not be here today. Finland aligns itself with a statement that will be made by Spain on behalf of the European Union and its 27 member states. I would also once again like to congratulate Dr. Chu for his re-election as Director General of FAO. Finland stands ready to continue working constructively with the organization in the fight against hunger and malnutrition and in reaching the SDGs. As we all know, the world has experienced a food crisis exacerbated by different conflicts, in particular also Russia's war of aggression in Ukraine. Russia must immediately stop its illegal war, withdraw its forces from the entire territory of Ukraine, and fully respect Ukraine's independence, sovereignty, and territorial integrity within its internationally recognized borders. Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, I will concentrate on water. Without water, there is no food. Without water, there is not life. The progress towards SDG 6 targets on water and sanitation, that is alarmingly off track. Among others, progress towards target 6.5 to implement integrated water resources management at all levels, including through transboundary cooperation, has to be accelerated. To that end, as countries, we all must continue to strengthen and implement national water policies and programs that are supported by targeted and effective financing. Moreover, we have to intensify integration across sectors and indeed international cooperation. Development and application of integrated water resources management has to be a country-owned and driven process. Critical for the process are multi-stakeholder and multidisciplinary cooperation and an enabling policy environment. Ideally, working across sectors should go a step further. Finland stresses the nexus approach of food, water, energy, and forests. There is not one without the other. In order to solve the great global and local challenges, it is important to see the synergies, but also the trade-offs, and take the decisions in an inclusive manner. To advance the realization of SDG 6, we must turn the positive momentum from the United Nations 2023 Water Conference into action. We need to have regular high-level intergovernmental meetings on water, and a UN special envoy on water should be appointed as soon as possible. The UN system-wide approach to water should be strengthened to ensure the UN system delivers as one. Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, within the UN system, FAO's role as a specialized knowledge-based organization targeting at zero hunger is vital. Finland highlights especially FAO's role in establishing global norms and standards based on scientific evidence and knowledge. We strongly support the renewed attention to water in the work of FAO. Climate change in disrupting the cycle of water and concurrently hydrological extremes become more frequent and pronounced. To respond requires adaptation, capable prevention, preparedness, efficient use, protection of available resources, as well as robust monitoring systems and up-to-date data. The agriculture sector is commonly the largest water user, as we have heard, so the practices and the action taken really matter. Water flows across administrative borders. The two UN water conventions are among the key means to foster progress worldwide, where a lack of a transboundary cooperation is constraining integrated water resources management implementation in shared basins. In particular, the 1992 Helsinki Water Convention, with its institutional framework and exchange of practice, as well as its guidance, can be of great practical assistance. Madam Chair, in Finland, effective water management and high water quality are among the key factors guaranteeing food security and safety and the sustainability of our food systems. We stand ready to share our experiences and solutions internationally. Thank you.
Thank you.